It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Dalama Insights Business Show. This show provides insights to challenges you could be facing in your business or on your business journey. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and every week I sit down with different experts and entrepreneurs and we try to find solutions to challenges you could be facing in your business. This evening, I'm joined by Mr. Alinani Simuchimba, who's the co-founder of Flare Technologies Limited. Good evening, Mr. Alinani. How are you? And welcome to the Dalama Insights.
Thank you, Mukunki. Thank you for having me. Good evening, dear listeners.
Thank you. Today, we are looking at an issue coming from Miriam Mvula. She's a young lady and she's got an idea. She wants to develop an app for the education sector, specifically targeting students. And her goal is to get this app running by the end of 2020 this year. Her trial version is intended at attracting 100 people. But her challenge is trying to understand whether we have the technological backing in Zambia to support her app and how she can actually go about launching this app on the Zambian market. Let's just listen to Miriam as she states her challenge.
Okay, for me, I want it to be more like a Zambian-based mainstream app. Because if you look at the investors, most of these investors are foreigners. They are from other countries. They might have the money, but they might not have that adequate information about what I want in that app. Yeah, some investors might want to change a few things about the app. So for me, what I would like, more like an investor who would understand the core foundation of the app because of the software advancement. Looking at our country's software advancement, it's not that easy to create an app which you want it to be free. Looking at other countries, you can easily create an app. Ready as available. They can create thousands of apps every day. But looking at our country, kind of in its developing stage. And if you try to find very suitable companies, find that they're limited in what they can do. Even what you want, the features you might want in the application, they are very limited.
It's clear from Miriam's explanation that she's got this brilliant idea in terms of developing an app for students. But she doesn't have the technical know-how of how to get started in terms of setting up this app for our business. So for us to get started, Mr. Alinani, I want us to find out, what is the first step Miriam should take in terms of starting to develop an application, especially that this is a free app which is targeting, you know, education? How does she go? What are the first steps that she should take?
So I think the critical first step is defining or identifying the problem. What problem will this app solve? Is there really a problem that it will solve? Okay. Once she gets that wrong, then there will be no purpose for the application. So once the problem is identified, then we can go on and get to the other steps, because then we've identified how we are going to sort this problem out. So that is the key starting point.
Let's just brainstorm a little bit around that, because when she brought her challenge to us, she said, I want to develop an app for the education sector, and a creative app. So what kinds of problems do you think she should be targeting in terms of this educational app?
I think the problems are many, okay? The problems are many, but whatever she decides to pick should be valid. I'll give you an example. She says, I want to do an application that will allow students to stream lectures online. Okay. Is it necessary for them to stream those lectures online? Now that we have COVID, it might be essential to have such a facility. Okay. So there's a wide range of issues, but she should validate the issues and identify that yes, there's a problem, and I have a solution for this problem. Yes.
Okay. Related to that, I think, is also packaging our idea in terms of a business plan. What would be your encouragement, or what's your experience like in terms of really formalizing this idea in creating a clear business plan that she can use in terms of when she starts developing this app? What do you think about that?
I think she has to do her research first. Even before we do get to the business plan, she would have to do her research. And once she does her market research, she identifies who her target audience is. She identifies the problem and how she will resolve this problem. She identifies what competition. Maybe there are people that are already in this industry and have done something, so she does not need to reinvent the wheel. Or maybe there are people that are in this industry who have tried to do what she's trying to do and have not succeeded. Why haven't they succeeded? So she has to identify that and gather as much information as she can concerning the problem. Then the business plan that she would ideally come up with should be something that will be persuasive to anyone who's listening, to say, okay, this person has identified something that is worth, you know, fighting for, and we want to let her succeed. So the details of the actual business plan in itself, you know, would include things like the executive summary, the financials, her target market, her industry overview, and the like. So in a nutshell, that is what she would need to have.
Okay. So at the moment, Miriam is looking at developing a free app.
Yes.
I'm a business person. I'm pretty sure you are as well. And we always look at making money. So we are going to take a short break. After the break, I want us to look at how can she make money? How can she earn revenue from this app, even though she wants it to be a free app for the students? So let's take a short break.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Dalama Insights.
Good evening and thanks for still sticking around. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela, and if you're just joining us this evening, we are looking at how you can develop an app as a business in Zambia. I'm joined by Mr. Alinani Simuchimba, who's the co-founder of Flare Technologies Limited. Flare Technologies Limited is a software development company that specializes in the development of mobile and web applications. I'm so happy to have you this evening.
Thank you.
Okay, so now Miriam intends to develop a free app. But I truly believe she also needs to look at how she can monetize this app in order for it to survive. So how can you make revenue out of an app? What are the ways of monetizing an application?
So there are many ways of monetizing an application that is intended to generate revenue. But in this case, it's a free application, which makes things a little bit complicated, because yes, it's free, but you still need to pay for certain services. She would still need to bear some costs. So how does she offset those costs? So I think the first thing she would look at sponsorships. We already talked about her business plan. So in her business plan, she would have talked about how she probably intends to generate revenue, and this is where this would come in. But the purpose or the cause of this application, once it's shared with other people in the industry, in the education industry, say the United Nations, these people can offer some sponsorship to her because of the noble work that probably she's doing, or what this application will achieve at the end of the day. So she could have sponsorships. She could also do in-app advertising. I think you have seen maybe your mobile banking apps, or okay, various apps that would have some sort of advertising within them. So advertising that is probably linked to whatever is within that industry. So if, for example, the app would have people like Bookord advertising, because then it makes sense that it's an educative app and you have people in that industry who would want to advertise. So you would have in-app advertising. Then should also collect and sell data. Now, I should be very careful here because this infringes on privacy. Okay, so we are not talking of collecting personal identifiable data and selling it. No, but with the data that she collects on how the app is being used, she can derive summaries from that data and sell this data to other people maybe doing research. So you want to know how many people are using my app in Shangombo, for example, because right now you'd think people might not even use the app in Shangombo. And so you would probably collect that data, summarize it, and you would sell it because it would be beneficial to another person maybe who's thinking of setting up a school in Shangombo. By them looking at that data, they would know, okay, there is an opportunity to build schools. So there are certain opportunities that can arise as a result of her collecting and selling that data. Then finally, she could also have in-app purchases. So you selected items. Yes, it's a free application, but probably there are certain products that you would want to sell within the application, be it books, revision material that people who can afford at maybe a small fee can pay for. So these ideally are some of the ways that she would monetize a free application.
Those are very brilliant ideas. And I hope, Angela, you're listening and these are ideas that you can actually start thinking about. Let's look at the technological aspect in terms of Zambia generally as a country. Do we have what it takes to develop apps and sustain them?
Yes.
So tell me, I'm not a technical person. What is involved in terms of the technical bits, in terms of developing an app and ensuring that it's on the market?
All right. So let me go back to answering technically. Do we have the expertise? Yes. We are here. I'm a developer myself, and there are so many other developers out there who have the technical capability to develop these apps and more. Okay. But you need structure. It's not just about getting up and saying, I want to develop an app. You need to have certain things in place. We've already discussed things to do with market research, identifying the problem. We've talked about the business plan, identifying your revenue models. How are you going to generate your income? Because it's not a charity at the end of the day. People need to feed their families. Okay. And so, you need to have a solid team. You need to have someone who will look at your accounting, someone to deal with your project management, make sure you're sticking to timelines and the like. So in terms of you starting to develop such an app, you would collect your requirements. Okay, so these requirements are coming from your market research. What are the needs of the people and how best can we service those needs? And so you do your requirements, you do your design of the solution, you ask other people for input, see how this may work, and then you would go on to develop and then test the application before you take it out into the market. Then when you take it out into the market, of course, you roll it out bit by bit. You have them get them members of the public, because this application looks like it will be free for many people to use. You get a feel of the market. Sometimes our assumptions about the market and how wonderful this app will be would not be the same as what it will be the actual experience when this app is on the market. It may be exciting for you and no one may end up using it, and you'll be very disappointed.
Okay. As we come to the conclusion of the program, what's your final word to Miriam? And I want you to focus on developing an app is one aspect. Managing a business is a whole different, angle. But at the end of the day, I feel like this app must be nurtured in a business environment. How does she look at developing this app as a business so that it can actually sustain itself?
So I will draw from my experiences. Being a developer, at one point, I developed a very wonderful application and all the technical bits were functioning, but I neglected the business side of the business. So I dealt with the technical side of the business, but the business side of the business I did actually did not concentrate on that. And that's the biggest lesson that, that I learned. So let her focus really on how she would generate revenue. Let her identify her target market and find out what are their needs. Not assume their needs, but what are the actual needs. Let her look at what platform is the target market likely to access. For example, should she do a smartphone app or a USSD app? Does she want to communicate with someone in the rural area or in urban areas? If it's in the rural area, who just has a feature phone like our Nokia 3310, someone should be able to access. So that will also help her as she does her market research and identify the people that she's targeting. So these should be streamlined, and she should have a clear understanding of her target market and what she wants to achieve even before she can bring others on board, because it's only when she has a clear understanding of these things that other people will be able to buy into her idea. Not only developers to come through, but even investors will come through and buy into the idea or her vision rather.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alinani. I couldn't summarize it any better. Dear listener, we've come to the conclusion of today's program. And if you just found us midway, you can go to our website, www.insidepartnersafrica. You will find a recorded episode of this show, and you can listen to other episodes as well. Tune in next time for another episode where we look at how can you communicate with partners based in other countries. Thank you so much.
That was your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Dalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.